Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. Our ultimate vision for the app is to allow the user to select one or more photos that will be used as the lock screen images for our phone. So our game plan in this lesson is to add a reference to the Windows Phone Toolkit so that we can utilize a special control called the Long List Multi-Selector, which is an improved version of the Long List Selector that we've been using that allows the user to make multiple selections in the list. And then we're going to convert in our project the long list selector to a long list multi-selector and add some attributes to its definition that would enable its unique functionality. So we're going to download the long list multi-selector from a package called the Windows Phone Toolkit. It extends what we get out of the box with the Windows Phone 8 API, adding new components and functionality. And so you can see that to get to the CodePlex site containing the code, I navigated to phone.codeplex.com, and typically I would click the downloads link. However, there are no downloads. They want you to grab it from CodePlex. However, I want to get the source code because there's a phone toolkit sample 8 that I want to work with. So I'll just go ahead and click the download. It'll ask me, do you want to save the phone-85045? There might be a different version number for you. Just save it to disk. View downloads. I want to open it up. Actually, what I want to do, I'm going to go to downloads, right click and select extract all, and I'm going to put this in a new Windows Phone Toolkit folder on my hard drive. Okay, and when it pops open, I'm going to double click the phone toolkit.sln, the solution file, and when it asks me, do I want to open it with the Express Edition, then I'm going to click OK. If you don't see this, that means you're probably running Visual Studio 2012 or greater. It also gives me a security warning about the project. Don't trust code that you download from the internet. Don't trust anything from the internet, as a matter of fact. All right, so after a few moments, we can see a lot of code loaded into our main area. What I want to do, we're going to close up all the Windows Phone 7 stuff, and I want to look at the solution structure. You can see that there's a folder called Windows Phone 8, and inside of there is both the toolkit and a toolkit sample.wp8. That's what I want. In fact, I'm going to right-click this and set this as my startup project. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and click Run on my toolbar. And so we see a list of the controls in the Windows Phone Toolkit, and there are just a number of controls that are available here. And so you should take a few moments and just look over all of the controls that are available. For example, I love the date picker. So let's take a look at the date and time picker here, and what you can do is say, okay, I want to change the select date. And when you do, look at this cool visualization that you get. I can click on either the month, the day, or the year, and then change the value. And say, yep, that's the one I want, all right. And it will change the value. I can select a time, and look, I get hours, minutes, and AM or PM. And I say, yep, that's what I want, all right. And so look at how that works just nicely. Some of the control examples have multiple pages as well. There's another one that I just absolutely love, and I would love to figure out a use for this in some app that I want to build. It's called the hub tile control. It's strangely calming if you watch it for a few minutes. Things just kind of gently slide into place. Fruits, and I love the images that they chose too. It's very calming to me. But at any rate, let's go back. The one that I'm most interested in for our purposes is the long list multi-selector here. And you can see that the sample demonstrates several different modes that it can be used in to enable multi-selectable lists. So for example, if I choose the little selection button at the bottom, I can choose multiple list items from a list, which is pretty neat. And then I can choose the little delete button to, you know, get rid of, to delete those email messages or whatever the case might be. That's great, but that's not exactly what we need for our RoundMe project. Now, fortunately, the control's appearance and functionality can be configured in multiple ways. If you swipe over to the past the standard long list menu to the grid mode panel or pivot, there's another example that involves image thumbnails. So if you click on an image, it shows you a larger version in a lightbox. However, when you click the icon in the app bar at the bottom, you can switch to grid selection mode. And now this allows you to select one or more images. And notice the little red and white check mark icons in the upper right hand corner of the selected images. That's really cool. That's exactly what we want for the results of our Flickr API call results. This will allow the user to select multiple images to be saved to the phone randomly and then used for the lock screen every 30 minutes or so. All right, so I'm sold. This is exactly what I want. Let's go ahead and close out of this and get back into our Around Me project. And what we're going to do is actually pop open and go to NuGet to see how will I go about getting this into my project. So packages/WP toolkit, and I may have seen this information on CodePlex, but I just didn't, it wasn't obvious to me. Whereas here I can see the obvious install package WP toolkit instruction. I'm going to go ahead and just copy that control C to my clipboard, go back here, and then go to my package manager console, which should be available. And I'm just going to paste that in, install dash package WP toolkit, enter. And now the Windows Phone Toolkit is part of my project. And if we look at the list of references, you can see that it added, I think this microsoft.phone.controls.toolkit. We also get a toolkit.content folder that has some icons that are used in the toolkit. And then finally, we get this README first file. And we could delete this README first. I'll go ahead and leave it in there. It's not bothering anything now. Okay, so very cool. Okay, so now what we're ready to do is modify our search results.xaml page. We're going to be upgrading to the long list selector control, long list multi-selector control, rather. And we're going to change a few attributes to enable the enhanced features that we're going to utilize. Before we can use that control, we're going to need to create an XML namespace entry in the phone application page element at the very top of the page. So I'm going to do this, kind of in the last XML namespace, XML NS, and we'll add toolkit equals CLR dash namespace colon Microsoft.phone.controls. Then we're going to give it the assembly where it's contained in. So assembly equals Microsoft.phone.controls.toolkit. All right. So the XAML namespace basically says this. When you see a XAML element prefixed with the toolkit prefix, then look in the following assembly for the following CLR namespace for that class's definition. So somewhere in the Windows Phone Toolkit code, there's a namespace defined as Microsoft.phone.controls.toolkit, and it has a class name long list multi-selector, among others. So the compiler parses the element. In this case, we'll change our phone long list selector to a toolkit long list multi-selector, and we'll have to change a few other references to it here as well. Long list multi-selector, and then here, and we'll go toolkit long list multi-selector, and we'll do it here too. Toolkit long list multi-selector. All right. So the compiler will parse that element, toolkit, long list, multi-selector. It knows to create an instance of that specific class that's referenced by the CLR namespace. So in a nutshell, that's all there is to it. But you can learn even more about XAML namespaces and how you map to custom classes and assemblies at this URL on screen from MSDN. Okay, so now that we have the XAML namespace defined and we've already referenced the long list multi-selector, we need to make a few additional changes to kind of enable all of its special functionality. Layout mode is still grid. The cell size is still good at 105. The item source is still good. Now what we want to do is add an enforce is selection enabled equals true. And then we're also going to add a selection changed event handler. I'm going to go ahead and give it a name. Photos for lock screen underscore selection changed, like so. And I'm going to go ahead and create that method stub by right-clicking and navigating to the event handler. Okay, we'll come back to that. Well, let me explain this here. Enforce is selection enabled equal true. It's basically what allows for the multi-selection behavior, so it has to be set. All right, if you don't set that, we don't get multi-selection. All right, so let's go ahead and run the app. Okay, and let's just go food. Just try anything here. All right, so these are pics of people eating food at the John Hancock Center. And now let's test for multi-selection. Outstanding, look at that beautiful selection, selection behavior. Very nice, okay, success. So just to recap, the big takeaway from this lesson is the Windows Phone Toolkit. What it is, what additional features it supplies, how to incorporate it into our app using NuGet and adding the XAML namespace and so on. So here again, there's so much for us to leverage to build our apps on top of. In most cases, all we have to do is think about the features that we want to support and focus on, and then just find that feature built by somebody else in some framework. Most of the heavy lifting has been done by somebody else, so we can just utilize it in our app by calling a few methods and properties and declaring it right. So we just need to become aware of that these resources exist and how to add them into our project and how to leverage them. So that's it for this lesson. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you.